world using the scientific process. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 53 degrees in Lawrence, 53 in Topeka. The time is 3:06.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then, Senator Mark Kelly appeared on CBS yesterday. And at that time, he defended his participation in a video address to U.S. service members.
All we said is what basically is the rule of law. Members of the military should not follow illegal orders.
Now, the Pentagon says it's opening an investigation into allegations of misconduct by Kelly. The details from Quill Lawrence coming up. Also, NPR has launched an end-of-year books guide. This time around, it's not a top 10 list. It's just people who work at NPR recommending books that they really love. They're calling BWL, Books We Love, and we'll tell you all about it coming right up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Bizarre Bazaar, an art sale featuring over 90 artists from the area, Friday evening, November 28th, and all day Saturday, November 29th at the Lawrence Art Center in downtown Lawrence. Open to the public.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 50% chance of showers, a slight chance of thunderstorms tonight. Patchy fog, lows in the mid-40s, partly sunny tomorrow. Highs in the mid-50s, mostly clear and cold tomorrow night. We're expecting a low in the upper 20s.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Music, presenting the 101st Vespers. The seasonal music tradition returns December 4th, 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
The time is 3:20. This is KPR.
And with forgiveness after the activist Charlie Kirk was killed in his state. How much does your faith inform your politics?
My faith is core to my politics.
He says the trouble comes when politics replaces religion. The aftermath of an assassination on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Old Fashioned Christmas Parade, parading down Massachusetts Street in Lawrence Saturday, December 6th at 11 a.m. More information at lawrencechristmasparade.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in to KPR this afternoon. We have news headlines coming your way in just about 30 seconds. It's 53 degrees in Lawrence. It's 52 in Emporia. It's 3:30.
WWNO. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 202 points. The Nasdaq gained 598 points. This is NPR News in Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A Kansas welfare advocate is calling on state lawmakers to focus on making housing costs more affordable and preventing evictions. A report this year by United Ways of Kansas shows about 12% of Kansas households fall below the federal poverty level, but more than three times that amount also face financial hardship. About 38% of Kansas households cannot afford basic needs like food and child care. That's nearly 450,000 Kansans. Todd Jordan of United Way says the cost of housing is a major reason. He says lawmakers should offer ways to keep people housed.
The kind of short-term emergency assistance that, you know, is able to stabilize households and prevent eviction. If we can stop eviction, that's much cheaper than trying to get people rehoused.
Jordan says the state also needs to increase investment in affordable housing in both urban and rural areas. Johnson County commissioners have agreed to hire 9 emergency medical technicians and reallocate $1.2 million in general reserve funds to pay for them next year. That means the county is going to increase user fees for ambulance calls for the first time since 2020. The Johnson County Post reports that move is designed to help MedAct, the only ambulance service in the county, deal with a 67% increase in its call volume since 2010. That increase means that MedAct response times have begun to fall short of county goals. The ambulance fees vary widely based on what type of service a patient receives. Those fees are currently set at 1.8 times the Medicare reimbursement rate. The new fees will be set at 2 times the Medicare reimbursement rate. Scientists at Kansas State University say bison could play a role in controlling aggressive evergreens that have been spreading on the Great Plains. Sidney Noble worked on the research as a doctoral student. He says uncontrolled eastern red cedars are a threat to grasslands.
This tree outcompetes native grasses and wildflowers, reducing habitat for wildlife, and can even lower the water table and add wildfire risk.
K-State researchers studied grasslands with and without bison for 30 years. They also planted eastern red cedars in areas with bison. Many of the trees quickly died from trampling and nibbling. K-State says prescribed fire is still the most reliable way to kill eastern red cedars, but bison could help protect grassland that doesn't burn very often. 50% chance of showers tonight with a slight chance of storms. Patchy fog tonight with a low in the mid-40s. This is KPR, and it's 3:35.
It's All Things You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Okay, I might be a little biased, but the holidays are just better with Morning Edition. From hearing about how families celebrate across town,
you come in there, you wash your hands, you roll up your sleeves, you work together,
to learning about fun traditions around the country.
It's like an army of toys in the streets downtown.
Get in the holiday spirit with us and stay up to date on the news weekdays with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition, Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We simulcast on KPR 1 and KPR 2. Tomorrow, your local host is Matthew Algio. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're always streaming online at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can use the KPR app.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Hope you'll stay with us. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We'll get you an update of news headlines at 4:01. Then a federal judge has dismissed the Justice Department's criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James.
This is a huge decision and a major rebuke to the Trump administration from the court.
The judge found that the U.S. attorney who secured both indictments was unlawfully appointed. We'll get you the details coming right up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
It's 10 minutes before 4.
We are helping to shape the future of computing. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, at macfound.org.
The holidays can throw our usual routines up in the air, but here's one ritual you can keep to stay centered and informed. Listen weekdays to Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KAND and KAND HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in 1 minute. It's 53 degrees in Lawrence under cloudy skies. It's 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvantHouse.com.
53 degrees in Topeka, 53 in Lawrence, 52 with light rain in Emporia. It is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines, then continued concerns about a possible financial bubble in the AI industry. We will learn more about the assassination of a Hezbollah commander, and the popularity of sport hunting is declining. Some states are running events to get more kids interested in the sport. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Mostly cloudy skies in the forecast tonight for northeast and east central Kansas. A 50% chance of showers, slight chance of thunderstorms, patchy fog expected tonight. Probably not a great night for out driving around. Visibility's not going to be good. Lows in the mid-40s, winds out of the southeast. Partly sunny tomorrow morning, then clearing. Highs in the mid-50s, mostly clear and cold tomorrow night with a low in the upper 20s. Sunshine and cooler temperatures on Wednesday with highs reaching the lower 40s. It's 53 degrees in Lawrence, it's 53 in Atchison, and the time is 4:20.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host is Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, now featuring special exhibitions showcasing Art of the Sea, regional artists, and the sacred Red Rock. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 53 degrees in Manhattan, 54 in Abilene, and it is 4:30.
Many of whom have been killed by Israeli fire. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The Dow closed up 202 points today. The Nasdaq was up 598. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A Kansas welfare advocate is calling on state lawmakers to focus on making housing costs more affordable and preventing evictions. A report this year by the United Ways of Kansas shows about 12% of Kansas households fall below the federal poverty level, but more than three times that amount also face financial hardship. About 38% of Kansas households cannot afford basic needs like food and childcare. That's nearly 450,000 Kansans. Todd Jordan of United Way says that cost of housing is a major reason. He says lawmakers should offer ways to keep people housed.
The kind of short-term emergency assistance that, you know, is able to stabilize households and prevent eviction. If we can stop eviction, that's much cheaper than trying to get people rehoused.
Jordan says the state also needs to increase investment in affordable housing in both urban and rural areas. A sprawling new mural by Kansas artist Stan Hurd is one of the new attractions at the Kansas Museum of History, which reopened over the weekend after a three-year renovation project. But Hurd says the mural of people, places, and events of the 1960s and 70s is not quite finished. So he's planning to continue to work on it, mostly after hours, but sometimes when visitors can watch him paint.
Right now it feels like, you know, another 6 months or so. But if they allow it, I'll keep going.
Museum officials say 90% of the renovation is complete, but that some small projects remain. They say admission will be free until the end of the year when they expect the remaining work to be done. Police in Lawrence and Douglas County are advising motorists that they will be increasing enforcement of seatbelt laws this week. The Lawrence Police Department and the Douglas County Sheriff's Office will both have more units on the streets as travel ramps up for Thanksgiving. The Lawrence Times reports extra officers and deputies will be out looking for seatbelt infractions and distracted and impaired drivers. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy tonight with a 50% chance of showers, slight chance of thunderstorms, could see some patchy fog tonight with a low in the mid-40s, partly sunny in the morning, then clear skies tomorrow afternoon with highs in the mid-50s. The time is 4:35.
Support for
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. It is Morning Edition, getting you caught up on all the news from overnight. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. We're also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, the president of Ukraine spoke today about the negotiations to amend a U.S. peace proposal for Ukraine.
We are working closely with the United States, with European partners, to define steps that can end Russia's war against us, against Ukraine.
The latest on Volodymyr Zelensky's efforts coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market in North Lawrence, hosting Holiday Market Saturday, November 29th, with art and craft vendors, fresh-cut Fraser firs, poinsettias, and Santa. Details at PinesGardenMarket.com.
It's 10 minutes before 5.
It's all work.
NPR's Morning Edition jumpstarts your day like that first sip of coffee or cold water on your face. Wake up tuned into the world every weekday morning from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming up in 1 minute. It's 5 o'clock.
Model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Merck Co-op, featuring fresh prepared foods and groceries. Everyone can shop, anyone can own. Open daily at 901 Iowa in Lawrence and at 501 Minnesota in KCK.
52 degrees in Lawrence, 52 in Topeka, 53 in Atchison. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, many other frequencies, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Center's Downtown Underground Concert Series, presenting a concert by Canadian folk duo Quote the Raven, November 25th, 7 p.m. Information and tickets at lawrenceartscenter.org.
Stay tuned in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We will talk about NPR's end of the year books guide. It's not just the traditional, here are the top 10 books we all read. It's a whole lot of books. It's 380 books that people from all across NPR, whether they're on-air people or not, have really enjoyed this year. We will also remember the life and career of musician and actor Jimmy Cliff coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Noto Arts District, presenting winter celebrations with horse-drawn wagon rides, hot cocoa, annual light ceremony, and more. Open to the public November 29th in Redbud Park in Topeka. 2 to 8 p.m. Information at explorenoto.org.
Imagine your favorite Christmas carols being performed by a swinging big band. Guess what? It's going to be a reality. It is the formula of Big Band Christmas, KPR's annual holiday bash with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. Tickets on sale right now at the Liberty Hall box office and at Ticketmaster.com. It's made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 50% chance of rain, slight chance of thunderstorms, patchy fog late tonight with lows in the mid-40s. It's 52 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, and the time is 5:20.
The aftermath of an assassination on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m. Get the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com.
News headlines coming up next. The time is 5:30.
2 points today at 46,448. The NASDAQ gained 598 points and the S&P 500 gained 102. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A Kansas welfare advocate is calling on state lawmakers to focus on making housing costs more affordable and preventing evictions. A report this year by the United Ways of Kansas shows about 12% of Kansas households fall below the federal poverty level, but more than three times that amount also face financial hardship. About 38% of Kansas households cannot afford basic needs like food and child care. That's nearly 450,000 Kansans. Todd Jordan of United Way says the cost of housing is a major reason. He says lawmakers should offer ways to keep people housed.
The kind of short-term emergency assistance that, you know, is able to stabilize households and prevent eviction. If we can stop eviction, that's much cheaper than trying to get people rehoused.
Jordan says the state also needs to increase investment in affordable housing in both urban and rural areas. Johnson County commissioners have agreed to hire 9 emergency medical technicians and reallocate $1.2 million in general fund reserves to pay for them next year. That means the county will increase user fees for ambulance calls for the first time since 2020. The Johnson County Post reports that the move is designed to help MedAct, the only ambulance service in the county, deal with a 67% increase in its call volume since 2010. That increase means MedAct response times have begun to fall short of county goals. The ambulance fees vary widely based on what type of service a patient receives. Those fees are currently set at 1.8 times the Medicare reimbursement rate. The new fees will be set at 2 times the Medicare reimbursement rate. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, a 50% chance of showers tonight under mostly cloudy skies. There is a slight chance of thunderstorms. Patchy fog late tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then clearing with highs in the mid-50s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear and cold with a low in the upper 20s. We're expecting a high only reaching the lower 40s on Wednesday. It's 52 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. The time is 5:35.
In the world, not just the politics and breaking news, but the music, the art, the culture. Morning Edition from NPR News is here for all of it.
That is Miley Cyrus keeping the world on its toes. The new album.
That's Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter. They are in a new production.
Well, Lin-Manuel Miranda, thanks for the time and congratulations on tenure.
Start your weekday mornings with us and catch conversations you might not expect.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 90.3 FM in Chanute. We're always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines, then a conversation with an expert on childhood infectious diseases about the CDC's new messaging, or lack thereof, on the relationship between vaccines and autism. We will talk about solving an ancient murder and take a closer look at some of the dilemmas facing millennials caught up as family caregivers as baby boomers age. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, December 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
A 50% chance of rain tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms, patchy fog expected tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, clearing out entirely toward the afternoon, highs tomorrow in the mid-50s. It's 53 degrees in Manhattan, 53 in Chanute. It is 10 minutes before 6.
Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with Morning Edition from NPR News, where we ask questions you want answers to. Get context, clarity, and accountability every weekday from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.